Hello, folks. It's me, Hank. And this is another episode of A Guide to Living a True Christian Life. It's been a while since I posted one because, well, frankly, I just needed a break. A break to sort of revitalize my spirit and mind. I was only gone for a little over a month. It seems a lot longer. Well, mostly because of what the world has been doing. But really, it was only a month. Now, like I said, in that time, a whole lot of stuff took place, and I swear 99% of it was bad. And it made me start thinking about obstacles. I've been thinking about the obstacles we face in life. Now, I faced many in my business and in trying to preach the gospel. And I realized that there are many places and times in our lives when we face obstacles. Sometimes the obstacles take place because of something in our own psyche. Other times, well, they come from outside. Now, everywhere I look, I see society putting obstacles in people's way. Some people want to make everything more difficult for ordinary folks. Politicians, well, bless their hearts, are stoking the fires of division, doing their very best to keep us all apart. Religious leaders are taking sides, some of them preaching a lust for power and wealth. The media realizes they make the most money by not telling the truth, but by shading it to please their viewers. Education of our children is being corrupted by those who want to teach history as they want it to be, not how it actually was. If you want to practice Christianity the way it was meant to be practiced, that is, before it became big business, you will face obstacles. You have to navigate your way through false teachings by the barrel, such as the prosperity gospel, which teaches God is an ATM machine or a genie and your every wish is his command. There is, well, at least here in America, what we call Christian nationalism, which teaches that if you don't believe as evangelical Protestants, then you are subhuman. Oh, it's been used to promote genocide in the past, you know, wiping out the indigenous people who lived here long before any person came over from Europe. It was also used to make sure slavery was allowed to prosper and thrive, and it's really, really dangerous. But anyway, maybe I'll talk about that in another show, or those two in another show. We face obstacles in our lives, and often we really don't understand how we're supposed to react to life circumstances. Well, is there a way to overcome? Well, of course there is. Now, one example of someone overcoming incredible obstacles is found in 2 Kings 11:1, or chapter 11, verses 1-3, about one of the great kings of Israel. This was Joash. He was raised in hiding after the rest of his family was murdered. They were slaughtered, or as the kids say today, unalived. The story goes that when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all of the royal heirs. I mean, talk about a mob hit. Woo. But Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Joham, the sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered, or, as I said, unalived. They hid him and his nurse in the bedroom, and he was not killed. And Joash remained hidden in the house of the Lord for 6 years. He ended up becoming king, which shows that no matter what kind of family you came from or you're involved in, no matter the kind of situation you've been placed in, you can overcome it. Now, as a Christian, I believe you can overcome it with the help of God. I believe you can overcome anything you are facing with the help of God. Not him doing it for you, but with his help. Now, I've seen families facing situations of abuse, and during therapy, they speak of the need to break the cycle. If your parents abused you, you could break the cycle. If you are abusing someone, you can break the cycle. You can overcome that obstacle with the help of God. Okay? Now, I truly believe that. Not everybody does. But I do believe that God, the Spirit of God, can help us overcome our obstacles. Now, I'm also a Christian. I'm a follower of the resurrected Christ. Now, I'm not a follower of the Christianity is a big business and a church is a big business, and you have to have a huge business. In fact, some of my messages are all about practicing religion, practicing Christianity as it was practiced before it became government policy. And we're told how to do that, how to overcome the obstacles in John 16:33. Jesus realistically prepared us for life's problems, because you know what he does? He guarantees us victory. And he told his disciples, "These stories you have spoken to me, that in me you may have peace." Okay? "In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." He didn't say he owned the world. He didn't say everything is going to be peachy keen, hunky-dory. He said, "You will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. You're a believer. You will have the strength to overcome it." And like I said, maybe you grew up in a family of hard drinkers, or parents and relatives who smoke, and so we imitate what we have seen, and we'll pick up the habit. Through the help of God, through prayer, you will be able to break that cycle, as with the case of abuse. The help is in God, is with God, and to help you, and you will be able to, again, as I say, break that cycle. With the help of Jesus, you will be able to break all of the cycles of trials and tribulations you're going to face. He is going to help you be ready. He is going to help you prepare for everything you face, no matter what it is. Now, to me, most of the obstacles in life are placed there by Satan. Now, I know there are people out there going, "Well, there's no such thing as Satan. It's not in the Bible. Yada, 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 rah." Okay, evil. Let's put it that way. You know, because evil people want obstacles out there to stop us from doing what it is we're supposed to do. You know, there's always a way around it. Someone once told me that when one door closes, God opens up another. I don't know about the actual door. I do know that when you look at things, and in my life, I can sometimes see a different way, a different path. Okay? So no matter what happens, no matter what was in my path, I can overcome it. I've seen it. Okay? I've seen it work. And you can overcome it by trusting in the strength of Jesus, not your own. Sometimes we get so independent, so stubborn as human beings, that we want it our way. We want it our way, so we don't ask anyone. We don't ask God. We don't ask Jesus. We don't ask the Holy Spirit for help. I'm like that. I am a very stubborn man. I do not like asking for help. I do not. But every now and then, I know I have to. You know, we don't want to think about asking God to help us get by or get over the obstacle. We want to do it ourselves. I do. I'm a guy. I should be able to solve everything. If instead, though, I have found over these years, and I'm like 140, not really, but you know, if instead we trust in God's strength, in Jesus' strength, we're going to be all right. We're told in 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5. "For whoever is born of God overcomes the world." Okay, that phrase, we're reborn, we're born of God. "This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Big phrase there. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Okay, when you get that, when you get that faith, that belief, all of a sudden you're rejuvenated. Now, I used to do a program called the Cowboy Gospel Hour. It was a weekly radio show. In the interviews with the competitors, all of them that I'd ever done in my ministry, especially those who were Christians and who had been saved, they all told me the same thing. No matter what obstacles in their career that they faced, once they turned their life over to Jesus, they were able to overcome them. Whether their marriage was falling apart, their career not working, or they were addicted to drugs or booze, no matter what it was, when they truly turned their life over to Jesus, they were able to deal with those situations. They were able to overcome the obstacles. And this is something we all can do. He will help us figure out what to do when we need to do it. He's always going to give us an answer. Now, I say that because I don't want you to think it's like the prosperity, well, you ask God for a dollar, he's going to give you 10. No, because sometimes God says, yeah, no, answer is no. Sorry, dude. Okay, that means that's the answer you need at that time. And again, I was, you know, reminded of this one time when I was on my way to a meeting that had to do with my ministry. You know, I found myself tied up in traffic. And then all of a sudden, Jesus showed me a little path that I had known about from years ago, I got it circled around, made my appointment on time, all because I listened to Jesus. Because I remember asking, Lord, you got to help me do this. I got to get to this meeting. These people need me to do it. I think it was a stroke support group where I was supposed to be speaking. You know, God let me see the answer. And that's the key right there. Let God show you the answer. There's always an answer. There's always a way. If you see a big boulder in front of you, don't try to pick it up. Get a long pole and a little rock and use some leverage on it and move that sucker out of the way. Let God be your leverage in life. Let God help you solve your problems. Let God come in. That's going to require you to listen, to pray, and try to do what He wants you to do. When you do this, your life is going to get easier. You will reach the point where you say, oh, okay, that's the right decision. That's the right thing to do. He is going to put people in your path to help you. You know, if you're lost on the highway of life, He's going to put somebody in front of you who has a map. Make sure you're able to overcome everything you are facing. Sometimes things just don't work out, but in the long run, when you trust in Jesus, when you trust in God, things will always work out for you. You will never have to worry about it at all. And that is the key we need to understand. If you're facing an obstacle, no matter what it is, turn to God. First and foremost, turn to God. Don't get depressed. Don't get negative. Don't worry about it. Turn to God. Ask God for strength. Ask God to show you the way. Ask God to intercede. Ask God. Key words, two words, ask God. Pray continuously. He will help you if you let Him. He will help you over each and every obstacle you face in your life. And then you're going to find out if you really do put God first, family second, job third, and your job or work is where you can run into more obstacles than anything. Talk about that some other time. There's always, well, because you know what? There's always someone in your job who knows more than you, has an opinion about everything, and tries to be in charge when they really shouldn't be in charge. They become a real obstacle to you in trying to do your work. So in those cases, tell you what, talk to God. Now, most likely, He's not going to smite the person down or stomp the obstacle into oblivion. However, He will show you how to take care of it. It may mean you need to get another job. Nobody knows. God will answer that question for you. Let God help you deal with it. You are not going to be able to change others. God can change everyone. We can only change ourselves with God's help. And once we do that, He will give you the ladder. He will give you the map for getting over each obstacle that you face in your walk of life. That's it for now. I'm Hank. Please subscribe to this podcast. I'll be doing one message a week from now on. I think it's more important now than ever before that we continue to help people start trying to actually, you know, we need to see them living. They need to see us living a true Christian life. See you next week. Peace, y'all.